So welcome back to part one of the Heart series into day five. Now, up to now, I've been talking about sharing a sense of happiness, maybe of kindness as well. But in fact, if you look at the original sort of origins of this technique and the translation, it's quite a difficult word to translate, but there are essentially sort of two key components, I would say, to this practice. One is kindness and the other is love. And It's not love in a sort of a romantic sort of way. It's love in the sense of that genuine underlying sense of unconditional love. The love that a parent might feel for a child, for example. So this is the kind of quality we're talking about sharing with this other person. It is a sense of happiness. And of course, in our mind, we're imagining them sort of looking increasingly happy. But it's more a shared sense of kindness, shared sense of love. And I think over time, even if those aren't words that you immediately or naturally have an affinity to or necessarily feel comfortable with, I think they're all words that we can kind of relate to at some level. And they feel as though, I think, they have a slightly softer quality than simply happiness. And it points to perhaps a deeper but a more sort of underlying innate sort of quality that we're sharing with these other people. So with that in mind, just take a moment now to get comfortable. Eyes open. And when you're ready, just taking some nice big deep breaths. And with the next out breath, closing the eyes, allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm. And in closing the eyes, becoming more aware of the other physical senses. And just bringing the attention now to the physical sensations in the body. Taking the time to scan down through the body. And at the same time to become aware, more aware, of any emotional tone or mood that might be around right now. And as always, just take a moment to be sure why you're doing what you're doing right now. Aware of how it can benefit you and how it can benefit those around you as well. But essentially how it can benefit everybody. And with that very easy, smooth, effortless approach, now just allowing the attention to sink down, to focus on that rising and falling sensation, no matter where you feel that in the body, and just stay with that movement just for the next couple of minutes. So just beginning the visualization now in the usual way, starting with yourself, not only the image, the memory, the recollection of that time, and just allowing that memory, that feeling to be a part of that visualization, as that feeling of happiness expands throughout the body, and there's a sense of letting go of any difficulty. So just following, just watching that visualization take place over the next couple of minutes now. And now with that image very clear in your mind, that feeling very clear in your body, in the sense of being, just bring to mind the other person now. Knowing how that feels in yourself, knowing how it feels to be happy, wanting to see that other person experience that very same thing. In just the same way as we've done the last few days, just beginning the visualization, that pinprick of light, and then just watching as it expands very slowly over the next few minutes, just bringing an increasing sense of happiness and calm to that person. Oh, with a real sense of pleasure now in seeing that other person happy, just letting go of that image. Knowing that that person's as happy as they could be. And just letting go of any focus, allowing the mind to be completely free now. And now bringing the attention back to the body, back to those points of contact, back to the physical senses, noticing any sounds, smells. In your own time, you can just gently open the eyes. And we're looking for that sort of seamless transition where the meditation becomes mindfulness. Still aware moment to moment. And as you head into, back into your everyday life, just with the intention to be present from moment to moment. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. Now, it's different for everybody, of course. Some people finish this practice feeling sort of great, very happy and glowing. And sometimes people can finish this practice saying, well, actually, I feel a little bit numb. I'm a bit worried. I didn't really kind of feel a sense of kindness, or I couldn't remember a time where I'd done something nice for another person. And, you know, it didn't really evoke that feeling of love or kindness within myself. And that's absolutely fine and it's okay. You know, often these feelings, although they're innate qualities, we can be amazingly kind of out of touch with them. That doesn't mean we've done anything wrong. You know, it's not like a fault in any way. It's simply the nature of kind of everyday life that we get very caught up in life, that sort of thought takes over. And so we're not always so in touch and so aware of those feelings. And sometimes that just takes a little bit of time to become more obvious. And that's why there's not just one heart series, there's two heart series. This is a process. And so I'd encourage you to look at it as a process. It's going to be what a good few months we're going to be looking at this kind of aspect of mind. So really you can relax knowing there's plenty of time to allow this naturally to come to the surface rather than trying to sort of forcefully generate or cultivate any particular feelings. So remember, as always, to look out for those moments in the day when you have a chance to reconnect, to remind yourself of that feeling. And we'll continue with this theme tomorrow when I see you for day 6 of part 1.